producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian,
Danica,
and Rich Paul.
And just a few moments ago, we were discussing Uber in relation to the Uber driver, the heroic driver, in my opinion, who is continuing to drive in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and has publicly pledged that he will continue to drive. And illegally. So he's facing being pulled over by the police. He's facing a fine of $500. And that's the first time. I think it's $1,000 for the second time that he is caught. Thus far, they have yet to fine him, but he did have an interaction with the police about a week ago where the officer essentially threatened him and said, look, you know, if you pick somebody up, I can give you a summons. The officer moved along, and he picked up the passenger anyway, despite having the bouncer of the club snitching on him to the police. So the cops certainly know he's out there. There have been news media stories in Portsmouth about him. So I imagine he is Uber driver wanted number one when it comes to the police. Mm. And so it's Ian and Danica and Rich Paul in the studio. You can join us here. Maybe you're an Uber driver and you want to comment, or maybe you're a cab driver and you're super angry and jealous because the cabbies...
Uber angry, maybe?
Uber angry. The cabbies in Portsmouth are snitching now. They have become they've become agents
the
of
Russians.
The state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sick. It's well, it's really sad.
That has always gone on with cab drivers against other cab companies. I mean, if,
really?
Yeah, if a cab driver sees another cab driver from another country violating the law, especially if he's stealing a fare, which is illegal in some jurisdictions, then they will call the... basically, you get a scanner, and they're dispatched over radios similar to ours, and so you listen to the dispatch channels of the other, and if you're closer than the driver they dispatch, you say, okay, I'll get that one.
Right. Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
especially, I imagine they would also snitch the cabbies. Pre-Uber days would also snitch on unlicensed cabbies, so like the jitney cabs or gypsy cabs, as they're frequently called in cities, who will go around and pick people up and take them places without having the medallions and without having the government papers. I imagine they got snitched on, too.
Yeah, that can happen. And also people who do things like make unauthorized airport pickups, because Ann Arbor cabs could drop off at the Detroit airport, but they couldn't pick up there. They had to go home empty. And if you're lucky, you might find somebody going to the Ann Arbor area and just say, yeah, I'll take you home on my way. But that was illegal if you did it. It didn't stop us.
Yeah, so there's always been a lot of protectionism in the cabbie business. And now the cabbies are mad. A lot of them are, at least. I mean, maybe there's some cool... I'm sure there are some cool cabbies out there who are in their off time driving for Uber and Lyft. In fact, I'm sure that that's happening. But publicly, these cab companies are, they're basically saying, yeah, we're going to snitch you out. And they claim that they've been writing down license plate numbers of the Uber cabs or the Uber drivers that they see around town.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's news about Uber sort of on a nationwide basis here, and maybe even internationally. The story from businessinsider.com, the next time you order a burrito, it may be delivered by an Uber driver. As of Wednesday this week, Uber is graduating its Uber Rush pilot program from an experiment into a business. Launched in 2014, the Uber Rush trial let users hail a courier from the company's app, as you would do with a regular Uber ride, and track the approaching messenger. When Business Insider tried the New York City pilot, a reporter had a raincoat she'd forgotten at a meeting picked up and dropped off within 20 minutes for $11. That was an extraneous and frivolous use. However, most people don't need bike messengers in their everyday life, forgotten raincoat or keys aside. The real customer for Uber turned out to be businesses. The key difference between the new Uber Rush and a lot of its competitors like Postmates is that Uber Rush is designed to be your delivery driver, not an app where you place your order. When users open the Uber app, selecting the Uber Rush button won't pull up a list of restaurants or stores that have guaranteed delivery within an hour. But their competition, Postmates, on the other hand, displays its delivery partners, including Chipotle and McDonald's, and lets users pick from a menu of items in addition to letting merchants use it for their deliveries. The only Uber Rush function for customers using the Uber app will remain the same as the trial. You can request a personal courier for those moments when you need your raincoat delivered. The real business for Uber Rush will be in becoming the delivery fleet for small businesses across a city. If a restaurant is swamped with delivery orders during the lunch hour, it can sign on to the Uber Rush merchant platform and summon a courier to its doorstep to deliver the orders for it. So
they probably want to do that beforehand so that they know that for sure they've got a delivery driver, wouldn't you think? Or do you think that there would be enough Uber drivers, that would be a problem?
In a big city, it probably wouldn't be a problem. Mm. I mean, if you...
It seems like they'll always get one sooner or later. It's a question of how long will it be before they...
Yeah, I would just only worry about the hotness of the food. But I suppose in the big city, there would probably be enough business to keep it going. And that's cool.
Yeah, and this is only available in select cities at this point. Not every Uber... Well, I don't know what you call them, affiliate. I mean, they're all corporate Uber, but not every territory, if you will, is going to have this, at least to start with. So I imagine there's probably a minimum, I would imagine there's a minimum concentration of drivers in any given area that would be required in order for this program to launch.
Sure, yeah.
That way people can actually get the service. I mean, I remember when I was in Austin and I tried out Uber for the first time, there was some guy around the block. So it wasn't far that the driver had to travel in order to get to the pickup. And, I mean, if that's the case, if you are Domino's Pizza or whatever, or some mom-and-pop pizza shop or whatever, and your driver's out on a drive and you've got another order that needs to go out, you can go on the app, you look at the status of where their drivers are. In a big city, there's probably a driver not more than two or three blocks away from you. So that's definitely going to result in hot food, especially if, you know, the food's cooking. And you can call the driver up and, you know, hey, you need a pickup in 10 minutes, right?
Yeah. And, of course, delivery food has temperature issues anyway, even if it's a store driver
bringing
it, you know, it may well wait a while for that store driver. Sometimes everybody's out on a run.
And, you know, maybe this won't really work for restaurants, I mean, because it is going to be a little costly. We'll get into the prices here in a moment. But it's a new idea, and I think it's going to be a valuable one in the marketplace. Obviously, Uber thinks so. That's why they're rolling it out officially. So they could summon a courier to their doorstep to deliver their orders for it. If a small boutique wants to add same-day delivery for its clothing or books, they can add that as a delivery option against slower choices like the, you know, UPS or the Postal Service. Where Uber becomes most efficient and most like FedEx or UPS is in its ability to pick up multiple packages from multiple businesses. Most customers won't know they've called a business that uses Uber Rush until after they've checked out and received a text message that says the delivery's on the way with a trackable link. Convenience does come at a cost, but Uber's decision to turn Uber Rush from an experiment into a real business suggests confidence in its model. Businesses won't have to pay Uber to sign up for the Rush. Each Uber Rush delivery will cost the merchant $5 to $7. So that's going to be a hefty fee, you know, on top of whatever the... If you've got a meatball sandwich, all of a sudden your meatball sandwich has gone up from $7 or $8 to $15 or whatever. I mean, I don't know what these things cost. There's probably a $5 delivery fee if you're having something delivered in New York City anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. And opinion. Of course, if you're ordering for half a dozen people and paying $6 extra for your order, that's a dollar each.
That's a good point. So, yeah, the more you order, presumably, would not necessarily increase the cost too much. The Uber driver will get about 75 to 80% of the fee, and they will, I guess Uber keeps the rest. It will be up to the merchants to decide whether they want to pay the cost of deliveries out of pocket or add it into the total that the consumer pays. Uber gets its share either way.
Now, interesting thing, they say is 70 or 80% for Uber drivers.
That's right.
When I was driving a percentage lease on a taxi cab, it was a 50-50 lease.
Okay.
So I was getting a much smaller cut of the take than an Uber driver would.
The cab company would have been taking care of the car, right?
Yeah, so that would be a difference. I'm not sure which one would end up being more profitable.
Right.
It would depend on how much business you did.
In Uber, you're responsible for the maintenance of your car as well as the mileage, so there's the difference.
Our toll-free number for you, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on Uber? You know, they're not a perfect company. There's some things to critique about them, but they are really doing, I think, good work and important work in moving the marketplace forward. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
BlakeDevelopment.net is a global leader in website creation, app development, and online marketing, catering to businesses of all sizes. There's really no job too big or too small for BlakeDevelopment.net. Do you have an idea for a killer app, but you don't know how to code it? Are you missing out on online sales? Or maybe your business needs help with social media. Websites start at just $200, and they're offering 3 years of free domain registry. Yes, they take Bitcoin. 844-SITE-123. BlakeDevelopment.net, 844-SITE-123.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to join us if you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. And in addition to that, I want to let you know about the upcoming Bitcoin Investor Conference. It is just under 2 weeks from now. In fact, today, or 2 weeks from today, will be the final day of the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's happening in Las Vegas at the D Hotel from Thursday, October 29th through Friday, October 30th. And our very own Mark Edge is going to be in attendance. He'll be broadcasting Free Talk Live from the event. And you can be there. It's not too late to get your tickets. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com. And you can go and get your tickets there. But we're actually giving away some tickets on our Facebook page right now. Pinned to the top of the page is a post where you can make a comment with a guess of a number between 1 and 1,000. If you guess closest, then you will, and you can go to the conference, you'll get a free ticket to the Bitcoin Investor Conference at the D Hotel, which, again, is happening in 2 weeks. Only one guest per person is permitted, so make it count. And winners of this contest will be announced on Wednesday the 21st. So you get time to get in over at our Facebook page. Go to facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. And, again, don't miss the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's going to be the first one ever. Lots of great speakers, of course, will be in attendance. And, again, our very own Mark will be out there as well. It's Thursday, October 29th. Through Friday, October 30th in Las Vegas at the D Hotel, which they, by the way, take Bitcoin at the D Hotel, which is super cool. So BitcoinInvestor.com is the site as we continue here talking about Uber and the news that Uber is now launching a delivery service. So, you know, they've got it down. They've got the system down as far as how you get one a person from point A to point B, and they do it in an efficient manner. They do a great job of it, and that's why they've been the rousing success that they've become. And so now it's a simple matter of changing persons into products and adding products as an option, and that's what they've done here. BusinessInsider.com reporting on exactly how it's going to work. It's going to cost $5 to $7. So if you're a merchant and you've got something that you want delivered, then you can use the Uber app, summon a driver. They'll come by, they'll pick up what you want delivered, and they'll take it to the destination. You pay $5 to $7 for that. And in a city, that's not an unreasonable thing to do. In a place like New York City, it costs money to move things from
point A to
point
B. Well, you're probably going to want to pay for the convenience either because, let's face it, how many of us want to get off of our comfy couches and go pick up the food ourselves?
Right.
You know, sometimes we would just prefer to sit in our underwear and watch movies and then wait for the delivery driver to come get us. And if you're willing to pay $5 or $7, then go for it. If not, go get it yourself. I think it is kind of a little, it's a good average convenience price, but it really makes you think, okay, do I want to save $7 and go get it myself, or am I okay paying the $7 and waiting for it? So it's not an unreasonable cost.
Yeah, and if you're not, and it's no skin off Uber's back either way. In a city like Manhattan, there's going to be somebody else who needs the delivery if you don't.
Sure,
so,
yeah.
I think it could work out for them, and obviously they agree. Now, Postmates is its most direct competitor for on-demand delivery. I got to say, I've never heard of Postmates before.
I have not heard of that either. Wasn't there another delivery service?
I don't know if there have been nationwide ones or anything like that, but I remember where I'm from in Florida, there was a company more than a decade ago that would go, and it was a local company. I don't think it was like a franchise or anything. But they had deals with different restaurants, and they would offer these menus, which sounds like what this Postmates company is doing.
Yeah.
So you'd go on their website or whatever, you'd call them up, and you'd say, okay, I want to get this from the Olive Garden. And if it was one of the restaurants that was on their deals, they would go, and they'd pick it up for you, and they'd charge you extra for the delivery. So you'd pay the full Olive Garden price of $20 or whatever it would be that your total would be there, add in the delivery fee on top of that, probably adding in a tip for the driver. I don't remember. I've never actually used their service.
Right.
But, obviously you're going to pay a lot more for the product that way than otherwise, but you save the hassle of having to get out
of the house. Right, you're paying for the convenience.
Exactly. So Postmates is the most direct competitor. They use a similar model, taking a cut of the total value of each sale, Postmates CEO says the company makes about 20% gross profit margins on each of its deliveries and is on track to be profitable in 2016. While the two companies may end up in a price war, they are ultimately approaching delivery from two angles. With Postmates, you order from Postmates. With Uber Rush, you just order from the business, and Uber handles the delivery in the background. Uber Rush's initial launch will be limited to three cities, Chicago, San Francisco, and New York. So basically, the three biggest markets in the United States. In San Francisco, packages will be delivered via a mixture of bike couriers and cars. In Chicago, it's cars only, whereas New York deliveries will be on bicycle or on foot. And for now, which kind of makes sense, you know, for New York. Because that was my sure. question was, you know, how the hell is somebody who's a delivery driver going to deliver anything in New York City? You can't park in New York City, generally. It's just not even an option. If you park in New York City, you usually have to park, I mean, at least in Manhattan, right? Mm.
Have you seen how, like, cramped every car is on the side? Like,
it's crazy.
I would not be able to get any car out of that. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'd be scared to death to do that kind of parallel parking. So you go in, you park in one of these little parking lot things that they have that are underground, and then you pay through the nose to park there. I mean, even the minimum amount of time, you're going to be paying quite a bit just to park for a short period of time. If you park overnight, it's at least $50 at one of these places.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, that's not going to work. And obviously, they have so many laws in New York City about what they call standing or whatever, where, you know, the
idling and stuff, yeah.
Right, you just let the car sit. You can't do that. You can't get out of the car and run into the business, deliver the whatever it is, and then run back out to your Uber car. Nope, you're going to get a ticket. You're going to get towed. So it makes sense that in New York, Uber is only going to be doing this with bicyclists and people on foot, which is interesting. Hmm. So,
I'll tell you what, it would be a lot easier to get a bicycle and move to New York than it would be to get a car and move to Portsmouth.
yeah, that's certainly
true. Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they would allow pedicabs, too. Have you seen pedicabs?
The pedaled cabs?
Yeah, the pedal cabs. I wonder if they would extend that to that, too. But
I suspect so. I mean, I imagine that qualifies as a bike under
whatever
definitions. Those things are big in Austin.
Oh, and Grubhub was the delivery service that I was thinking about.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I had heard about Grubhub, but it's in some areas, but not a lot. But Grubhub is one of, like, the internet things and services.
Doing the
cities.
Same thing where you pick up from existing businesses.
Right, yeah.
So, for now, passengers and packages will ride separately, and Uber Rush couriers will have special training to cover areas such as how long they should wait for deliveries or how to best park their cars outside of a restaurant. Uber will have to fight for a large share of bike messengers and drivers alike, especially in the beginning when the two won't mix. If Uber can balance supply, demand, and efficiency at massive scale, then the real threat may be to big delivery giants like UPS and FedEx. If users start choosing a cheaper and faster same-day delivery option, one that allows you to track it as it's being delivered. You think about that, that's pretty cool. That's one of the cool factors about Uber is that you can actually watch the driver as they're coming to you. And so you know exactly when they're going to arrive. FedEx and UPS don't offer that level of tracking, mm-hmm. at least not yet. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number here. You can join us on Free Talk Live, asking permission every 10 minutes during sex. That apparently is becoming the rule in some places. We'll tell you more about it coming up.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You're invited here if you want to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
Rich Paul.
And Vistaprint.com would like to invite you to go try out their service. Just $9.99 for 500 business cards when you use promo code FTL. At checkout. And if that's not all you need, they've also got postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, pretty much anything that you could use for your home and office needs. Vistaprint can help you out. And, of course, it's super easy to personalize your business cards or any of those other items. Customize the text, colors, backsides, more. You can upload your logo to one of their existing designs or upload your entire design. It's up to you. And their online tool makes it super easy to do. So if you've been thinking about getting business cards but have been frustrated by the insane cost in some of these places, Vistaprint's got you covered. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99 using code FTL. And it's really easy to use. There are tons of layouts and design options, so your card can really reflect you and your business. Get started at Vistaprint.com. And again, don't forget code FTL to get that 500 custom cards for just $9.99. As we continue here on Free Talk Live, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It wasn't long ago here on Free Talk Live that we talked about a disturbing story out of New York State regarding college policy about rape. And I'll have to check and pull up the story. I don't think I'm pretty sure it's not like a statewide law, but it's like a college rule, basically, that if you don't give verbal consent, affirmative consent as it is being called, I believe, during sex, on the work up to sex, you know, during foreplay, during actual sex, then you can be basically accused of rape. And it's a crazy concept.
Do they require you to establish proof of some sort of thing of how you consented at
That's
all?
An like excellent question.
Recording a signed napkin or something? I mean, how in the world are they going to be able to hold this accountable? I mean, sorry, but legal stuff definitely seems like a mood killer to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Excuse me. Whoa, we can't get into this quite yet. Let me pull out my legal notebook and
hold
grab
on. Here's a condom. Here's a legal notebook.
Grab a consent form. So we can actually have
How
sex.
In the world are they
Maybe they could
to
put
a
shrink
this?
Wrap agreement on the condom where, like, you give her the condom and if she opens
open
the wrapper, then that's consent.
Hey, that could work.
They do that with software, don't they? Like,
exactly. That's what gave me the idea. That's what gave me the idea.
That's actually a really good idea. You should patent that.
So I'll tell you more about what happened in New York, but the news tonight is what's happening in California, because
yeah,
it was
right.
actually California that led the way, if you will, with this particular, it's not legislation quite yet, but it's going to be, you know, if they get away with this, if this becomes a regular thing where, you know, at the college level, this is a requirement in order to engage in sexual activity, then it's not going to be long before some state passes a law that says you have to do this in every relationship, in every sexual encounter. Danica, what's happening? Where's the story from?
Story's from New York Times. Governor Jerry Brown put a signature on a bill this month that would make California become the first state to require that all high school health education classes are given lessons on affirmative consent, which is what you were saying, which includes explaining that someone who is drunk or asleep cannot grant consent.
So what does it mean to be drunk?
Okay, see, I'm hearing different things here because the headline gave us they have to say yes every 10 minutes, but what the body of the story is saying is they can't be passed out. So that's a huge difference.
Well, the requirement is that this teacher is claiming to This teacher is telling these students that they have to say yes every 10 minutes, and these students, which we'll go into, are definitely confused, and they're asking questions like, is this for real? And they even go through drills about, okay, what's a good way to say, are you good, or can we keep going, or is this okay? Like, it's really interesting how the students are reacting.
This is as bad as it sounds. This isn't just about having sex with, you know, somebody who's asleep
right.
or incapacitated drunk. This is about every sexual encounter having to have ongoing verbal consent, meaning literally asking permission. There's a video that we played on the air, the audio track of it, that the advocates for this thing, and again, in New York, I did pull up the story here from Syracuse.com. It is a law on college campus. So the law that was signed on July 7th in New York requires both parties to obtain consent for sex and each nibble and caress that sometimes paves the way. And they showed a video of what this was purportedly supposed to be like. And it literally was a guy continually asking permission to do various different sexual things to his partner.
Yeah, the New York Times reported that not only was this signed in by Governor Brown, but that also a high school, a urban school of San Francisco, is teaching high school students to keep time during any intimate encounter so that their encounter does not slip into rape. So it's both, yeah.
So you have to get songs of known length, I guess, and play music in the background. And
maybe they'll have a little sex alarm
to
clock.
Song change. There you go. There you go. Like a chest timer.
Or a stopwatch.
Right.
Aiden Ryan, a student there, asks, what does that mean? You have to say yes every 10 minutes. Pretty much, said Ms. Alum, who's teaching the class. It's not a timing thing, but whoever initiates things to another level has to ask.
Of course, then again, I have been with women who said yes a couple times a second during parts of the encounter, and it still worked out okay. You know, yes, yes, yes.
I suppose it could go either way. It sounds very, very awkward to me.
It sounds ridiculous. I can't even imagine being the teacher whose job it is now to teach this and to not agree with it, right? Because obviously people are going to look at this and say it's ridiculous that if somebody doesn't want to have sex, they should just say no and stop. You know, that should be...
Right,
that's too much responsibility.
They're going from no means no to yes means yes.
Right, and that yes is legally required, at least in the state of New York, for anyone who's in mm-hmm. college.
And yes only lasts for a few seconds. Or, 10 minutes.
So, tell me more, Danica.
The students did not seem convinced. They sat in groups to brainstorm ways to ask for affirmative consent. They crossed off a list of options. Can I touch you there? No, too clinical. Do you want to do this? Too tentative. Do you like that? Not direct enough. They're all really awkward and bizarre, one girl said.
Yeah, it sounds awkward. Now, to be fair, the video that they made, they kind of made it look like it was okay, but it never is going to play out like that in real life. It's going to be super awkward and weird and mood-killing in order to, continually ask permission to, slide your hand up someone's leg and then further and touch here and there and, to have to ask every time before you do something. It's lame.
Well, how about giving them up front, giving them a list of things that you
that
might want to do to them at some point, and they can have check boxes for those that they're down?
Supposedly this happened on 50 Shades of Grey, too, where she was presented a giant list of stuff. And no,
really?
I did not read the book. I was just...
You watched the movie?
No, I was given unfortunate excerpts of it by my friends.
Why are you so defensive about this?
I mean, it's just not something that I would ever even dream about wanting to watch.
I see. Don't want someone to think that you would be interested in watching this.
So how about, say, Claiming Sleeping Beauty or The Story of O? Or would those be off limits?
Wait, Sleeping Beauty? What's wrong with Sleeping Beauty?
Well, Claiming Sleeping Beauty. It was written by Anne Rice under a...
Anne Rice writes
under a pseudonym.
Yeah, she writes the vampire films.
She does, but she also writes erotica.
Oh,
under
yeah.
a pseudonym, so okay.
Yeah, so anyway,
I'm not saying that I wouldn't read erotica. I just wouldn't read a story about a guy that uses coercion and force and stalks this girl. And
no, it sounds like weird.
Exactly. It's just it's not something that I would ever want to put my time into it. I've heard excerpts from friends, and I'm like, oh, you poor thing.
Sleeping Beauty would violate these rules because didn't she get kissed while she was asleep?
Well, Sleeping Beauty, Claiming Sleeping Beauty, they don't...
No, I'm not talking about the book. I'm talking about the Disney movie. Sleeping Beauty get kissed while she was asleep by, like, Prince Charming or whoever the hell it was?
Yeah, after he fought a dragon and a bunch of thorns.
So that would be considered rape now in California.
Well, the truth be told, if somebody comes up and kisses a sleeping chick he doesn't know, I'm going to say he's no Prince Charming.
And even though the board operator, I believe, should have the music coming up here, we don't have that, so we're going to keep covering this particular portion of the break. Hopefully, our operator will bring up the commercial break. So apologies to any of our advertisers that are actually missing having their commercials played on the show. I'll unmute you guys' mic here. I don't know if our board op has fallen asleep at the board or is busy putting out some sort of fire or whatever. Hopefully everything is okay at the network. But basically, anything we say right now shouldn't technically be on the radio, but that doesn't mean that you can curse, because we might still actually be on the radio.
Curses foiled again.
Yeah, we don't actually know, but we should behave as though only the internet listeners are tuned in at this point. So if you want to join us here, especially with your thoughts on this, not a law yet in California, but what could be a harbinger of things to come. This is bad news that this is being taken even seriously by anyone at all. The idea that you have to continue to gain consent, ongoing verbal consent from a sexual partner is, I think, absolutely, it's insulting to the intelligence of both people who are involved in a mutual transaction like this.
Maryland, Michigan, and Utah are considering similar legislation for colleges. Yeah.
It's scary.
Wow.
And it starts to study.
Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll free, 855-450-FREE is our number, and you can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. I especially want to hear from you tonight if you think that this affirmative consent concept is a good idea. And if you're just tuning in, the idea of affirmative consent is that in New York, it's now the law. On college campuses, for anyone engaging in sexual activity, they have to give ongoing what's called affirmative consent. In California, I don't know if it's the law there yet on college campuses, but it's I'm sorry, Dan, I could try that one more time.
Thanks, Ian. Yeah, just a bill being signed right now, so it may go, but I mean, the standard that this is actually being considered is like, whoa.
They had done something previously. Yes, I've confirmed in California, they also have an affirmative consent law on college campuses, so only on college campuses. But now what you're telling us, Danica, is there's a new law that was just signed that requires high school students to be told and educated about this affirmative consent concept. So it's not necessarily that it's been outlawed to or that it's illegal to have sex without affirmative consent in high school. It's only illegal to do it on a college campus.
They're just confusing students who are already, like, really confused about, you
about
know,
sex.
Yeah,
about
I mean,
sex. Yeah.
How confusing is it to have a different set of rules depending on whether you happen to be in one building or another that might be next door to each other? I grew up on a college campus, and there the University of Michigan buildings and the buildings of Ann Arbor proper, the businesses and restaurants, are all mixed in together. Mm-hmm. So you're not always sure whose property you're on. So having a different set of rules for sexual consent there is pretty insane. The other thing is, think of the number of false rape claims that are going to come in from these high school students who have been taught one definition of rape, but the law uses a completely different version.
Yeah, that's a great point. Well, Rich, I'm sure they'll work on trying to solve that by making this particular rule apply to absolutely everyone. There already have been people in New York in the state assembly who have proposed just that kind of legislation. So, you know, it hasn't happened yet, but give them time and you'll see this happening. And you're right. I mean, it's going to result in all manner of rape allegations that ultimately, how do you prove that the ongoing consent was actually happening during the sex? In a lot of cases, it's going to be her word or his word versus the other partner. And who knows who's going to be believed in that particular case.
Now, if you want to try some civil disobedience on this act with me and you happen to be, you know, of reasonable age and appearance, then feel free to send me a headshot and I will consider all offers.
You'll travel out to New York to a college campus to see that you can violate the law.
And some pretty girl.
Yeah. Wait a minute. So who would be engaging in the violation? Would you be the one who would be approached by her? She'd be approaching you, right? So then you'd have to keep giving affirmative.
The most interesting thing would be if she played the aggressive role,
right,
and I did not give a verbal yes, because that's going to give the prosecutors a very, it's going to be very difficult for the prosecutors to prosecute a woman for violating this rule.
I think that's an interesting point, although I imagine it would still be a felony rape charge, so whoever would be willing to do something like that would be risking felony charges in order to make that point. Now, if you've seen the jury cases I've seen, you don't have much trust in juries, and I'm sure you're one of the people that doesn't have much trust in them these days, Rich Paul, considering they basically sent you up the river.
I can't really resent the jury for that, because frankly, I did not make a sufficient argument to justify jury nullification. You know, I needed to give them more information as to why they didn't nullify, and things might have worked out quite a bit better if they can. So, I share part of that, but yeah, I mean, I've seen some juries return some verdicts that were absurd, even though the law was not contested. I'm trying to think of, I can't think of a really good one right now, but
there's a terrible case that's actually very similar to the one
that
we talked about at the beginning of the show with the gentleman who called earlier, who was arrested in New York for holding a sign on an overpass or putting a sign up on an overpass. A couple of our listeners, Benjamin Bartholomew and his brother, were arrested doing the same thing in California, and they were convicted. So in
by jury or judge?
By a jury.
Really?
And the jury, in post-trial interviews, actually the jurors who were interviewed admitted that they knew that it wasn't illegal what Benjamin and his brother were doing. But they convicted them anyway because they should have listened to the police.
Oh, wow.
That literally was the reasoning and the rationale. The jury knew it wasn't illegal. It was clear that it wasn't illegal what was done. It was clear free speech. They were protesting taxes. They had a taxes equals theft sign that they had hung up on an overpass and were arrested for that. And the jury found them guilty because the cops asked them to take it down. So therefore, they should have done what the cops asked them to do.
Wow. So what were they charged with? Disorderly conduct?
I think it was a disorderly charge. Yeah, I don't remember exactly.
I wonder if they appealed. Because that's the kind of case, a lot of times trial courts, most of the time really, trial courts don't make constitutional law. Usually it's a case where you have to be convicted and appealed. And of course, I can tell you that appeals don't always win.
Right.
But that's pretty much the least you can expect if you're hoping to make new law.
I think that's true, but I'm just giving it as an example of another jury failure, because there are so many jury failures. It's going to be impossible to find somebody who's willing to try out your idea, as fun as it is, of an idea, because you could get a camera in there and actually have evidence that, you know, that you were not verbally consenting throughout the entire process. And a jury looking at the letter of the law would probably find that girl guilty.
Huh. Well, the interesting thing is also, I'm still not real clear on whether this has the force of law.
On college campuses, it does.
On college campuses, that is the definition of rape.
In California and New York, you now have to provide ongoing verbal consent throughout the process in order for it to not be considered rape.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if it applies to college students off of college campus. So I don't know if you could go and hook up at someone's house
off campus.
Off
or
campus.
Something.
I'm not sure as to how the law is written about that.
Well, that would be very interesting because sometimes people don't tell you the truth about their lives, you know,
true.
When they're looking
to
pick you up in a bar or vice versa.
Right. That's
you
true.
Know, what do you do? I'm an astronaut or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, if that person's really a college student, can you be tricked into accidentally raping them?
Let's talk to Bruce. He's in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Danica and Rich Paul. Hey, Bruce.
Hi, it just seems like it would be a violation of the Constitution, that our freedom, you know.
Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but New York and California are not strangers to violating the Constitution.
Well, I know California, we have murder on death row since the 1970s when he killed five women, and he doesn't deny it, and he tape recorded it for hours, and he's still on death row.
Who's that, Manson?
Original,
Manson's dead.
Oh, he's dead?
Yeah.
No, when did he die?
He didn't die.
I don't think he's dead.
I read he died.
All right, go ahead, Bruce. Sorry.
The original prosecutor was Stephen Kay, who prosecuted Charles Manson, and he said that Lawrence Bittaker, it was out of Torrance, California, was the worst crime in California history.
Oh, wow.
And it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he was supposed to get death, and that was back in, I think, 80, and he's still on death row. And yet, if they can't enforce that law, we should sue Jerry Brown for not carrying out the law of the execution of Lawrence Bittaker, who executed five young teenage girls. And what made it such a horrid crime is that he tape recorded it for hours.
Oh, gosh.
I know. And so why are they trying to make up these stupid laws? I would say if somebody with a criminal record, maybe they should get consent, but not the average
Well, they want to make these laws because they love putting people in prison. I mean, already today there are a ridiculous amount of people who are going to prison, mostly men, for having sex with people who are younger than the age of 18 in states all across the United States. And, you know, these are just more warm bodies for these cold cells so these government bureaucrats and these bureaucracies can have bigger and bigger budgets. Thanks, Bruce, for your call tonight. And it's really just an inhumane, horrible thing. Charles Manson is still alive. He was born in 1934, so he's now 80 years old. This is Free Talk Live.
When the most powerful and destructive witch in 13th century France chooses a successor, her frightened young protege, Liana, escapes into the wild. Pursued by witch hunters, the town watch, and her mistress, Liana's only hope is a pair of newly returned crusaders, one with PTSD, the other a complete rascal. The Witch's Hand by Wendy Joseph is a cut above the usual sword and sorcery fare. Available now at your favorite booksellers or visit WendyJosephWrites.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.